You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Thomas Jepson, CEO at Contractor Quotes, that helps connect homeowners with local contractors. Mr. Jepson, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. It's my pleasure.
And the pleasure is ours as well, and looking forward to hearing about your business. So for starters, why don't we just start out with your telling us, how did you get started with your current business, Contractor Quotes?
So actually, that's a bit of a coincidence. I've been involved in online marketing for about 7 years right now. I was doing it in high school, and then when I went into college, I got a student position at an online marketing agency. And at some point, I happened to set up a website in the home construction and building and home improvement industry. But this was actually more geared towards me just showing ads and making ad revenue that way. And at some point, when that website grew bigger, I was actually contacted by a company that approached me and asked me if I wanted to sell them information that my website was generating. So right now, what I'm doing is essentially I'm getting a lot of homeowners that need the contractors. They come to my website, they leave their contact information, and they leave the information on the home improvement project that they need done. And then I sell that to a couple of companies across the U.S. And so to answer the question, it was actually a coincidence. Yeah.
Hey, what has been the biggest challenge up until now, and how did you deal with that challenge?
So, I feel like my business has actually been developing quite well. I just recently finished grad school, and as you might be able to tell, I have a bit of an accent, and that's because my nationality is actually Danish, and I did most of college in Denmark. About 3 years ago, I went on exchange to University of Richmond in Virginia, and decided that I wanted to just move to the U.S. And in terms of my biggest challenge, that I feel is both a personal challenge but also a business challenge, was actually to get the visa that would make that possible, because despite the debates and all that's been going on in the media, I mean, actually legally coming to this country and acquiring a visa that allows that is very difficult. So I spent a couple of months in the beginning of 2016 figuring out how to do that, and I flew into New York, met with an immigration lawyer, had him set up the application, and went through all of that. But just in order to actually be allowed to get such a visa, there are a couple of different ones. You know, it takes a lot, and navigating that, I feel like that was probably the biggest challenge I've had to overcome up until now. But I'm happy with my move. I moved to North Carolina about 2 months ago, and so far things are going really well. So.
And of course, we're certainly happy and pleased to hear how things are working out well, and you've been able to accomplish the goals that you've set out for yourself. and making the move to the U.S. Tell us, what interesting things are you currently working on now?
So one of the main things I'm doing on my website is figuring out how to drive traffic to my website. And a lot of that comes down to making a lot of content that actually goes up on my website. I would say an interesting project I'm working on is actually I want to get to a stage where I'm publishing around 20,000 articles a year. And this in itself is, you know, there are some implications there, I would say. First of all, you have to actually figure out how to, which topics to cover in these pieces of content. Then you have to figure out how to structure these in order to get the most traffic possible. And then obviously there's also the part of actually getting some people to put these pieces of content together. And so I would say that's a big challenge or project that I'm working on right now, which is very interesting.
And I would certainly say so. Today we are joined by Thomas Jepson, CEO at Contractor Quotes, that helps connect homeowners with local contractors here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listing convenience. Now, Thomas, what advice do you have for companies that have a website but don't actually feel like it's generating them a lot of business?
So, as I already told you, I was working for an online marketing agency for 3 years, and we were helping small and medium-sized businesses primarily. But what I realized is a lot of them, they actually, when it comes to the website part, the solution they have is very outdated. So even though it may be very basic advice, I feel it's very important to actually get a website that looks up to date. It just means that when people actually come there, they feel more at ease, and a potential customer feeling more at ease is also going to be more likely to actually pick up the phone and call you. When that's being said, I heavily encourage people to actually get a blog. I feel like a blog, a business blog, is a very good possibility to put together some content and share it with potential users. And if you put together decent content, there's also a fair chance that you're going to get some links from other websites pointing to yours, which in turn is going to drive more traffic, both in terms of referral, but it will also mean your website actually is going to show up higher in Google. And at the same time, I feel like committing to creating content instills a certain level of it will just make sure that you're on top of actually marketing your services. So I feel it's a very good thing to do. And one thing you can easily do, if you don't have a background in marketing, you can start out by looking at what some of your successful competitors are actually doing, and try doing some of it, but preferably try and increase the quality, just because if you do that, you're also more likely to actually get people to link to you. And when that's being said, so when it becomes a bit more technical, but something that I really believe businesses should do is look at what other websites are linking to the competitors. And so this is actually not as difficult as it sounds. You can find different backlink checking tools. There's one called Ahrefs, REFS, which is a paid tool, but I feel it's very much worth the money you actually pay for it. And so once you've done that, I really believe also that getting Google Analytics and getting Google Search Console set up properly for your website and gaining a basic understanding of how these tools work, I think you can come a long way in better understanding what your target customers are looking for and being able to better tailor the message you're trying to send by doing this.
Certainly appreciate that, and I think you offer some great advice in that regard. Now, what's your biggest advice for people in conclusion considering becoming entrepreneurs?
So, for entrepreneurs, an interesting thing I feel like I'm seeing is so people may get interesting ideas, and so some of them, they may require substantial investments to actually get these projects off the ground. And the ones that require substantial investments, I really, really, really encourage them to actually figure out a proper marketing plan before you go and spend thousands and thousands on product development, just because it is really a shame if you end up with a decent product, but you just figure out that you have no knowledge whatsoever about how to market it. So I really like to believe that, especially for people just starting off with a new business and not having too much experience already, if you can come up with an idea that may be less capital intensive, I believe that's a good way to get introduced to having your own business.
Well, Thomas, certainly have appreciated your joining us and your journey to entrepreneurship. Everyone has their own style and challenges, and thanks for sharing those with us today. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Contractor Quotes.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on this show. It was definitely my pleasure. So if you want to get in touch with me, the easiest way to do that is actually to go to my website, and there's a contact us page, and if you do that, I promise I'll get back to you.
Well, Thomas, once again, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and maybe we can get you back on for an update right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Thomas Jepson, CEO at Contractor Quotes, that helps connect homeowners with local contractors. And for more information and for contact, simply visit contractorquotes.us. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.